Hey, best friends, on this week's episode of Teachers Off Duty, we're talking all crazy things that parents have done for their kids at school, from crazy clown costumes to scooping poop to smashing phones. Tune in for this week's episode. You don't want to miss it.
Well, hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you for joining us for another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty Podcast, Board Teachers Comedy Tour Takeover. That's right. It is your man back, Casey Mack, with two of my wonderful favorite people in the whole world. Why are they my favorite people? They're going to tell you right now.
You just met him.
You want me to introduce myself?
It's your moment.
You still don't know how to say my name.
He don't know how to say your name because he always...
Mark Schumacher.
Good job.
I love Mark Schumacher. He gives me a hard time. It's like, tell me, I can't talk for you.
Yeah, every time Casey announces me, he says my name wrong, and he says a different city of where I'm from. So I don't know where I'm going to be from today.
So. Or he forgets, right? What did you say it was from San Diego?
Yeah, because I thought that San Diego was in Orange County. So I thought,
it's close.
I didn't know there was
They're
like
neighboring. I know, it's confusing.
Yeah.
For
so wait, where are you from though?
I'm from Orange County, California.
Orange County, California.
So I said, oh, so Orange County is the city? It's not the name of the county?
Listen, I don't even know what city we're in when we go on tour until we get there. So don't even ask me. I failed geography. It's not a good look. I'm Honest Teacher Vibes,
yes.
By the way. Non-geography knowing.
Oh, they know you. They know you and they love you. I'm telling you, you on tour, you see that the cat's meow right here.
Casey, never in your life call me the cat's meow.
No, we had some great shows, man. I'm telling you, working with these guys on the tour again, the hottest thing in teacher world right now is the Board Teachers Comedy Tour. That's right, because it's nonstop laughter.
I didn't know if he was going to stop saying laugh. I was nervous.
I was trying to figure out how to land the plane on that. Laugh.
Just
put an ER on it. Yeah, there it is. But no.
It's on the runway.
We have a great time, man.
We do have a good time.
The shows are amazing.
What's like one of your standout moments on the tour? And then secondly, tell us real quick how long you've been teaching and all that good stuff, and then your standout moments on tour. What you think?
I taught for 10 years nice. In Orange County, mostly high school. I also taught overseas in China and Taiwan.
Nice.
Okay.
I've been doing stand-up for about 16 years, so a long time.
Dang!
Long time, I know. Yeah. I think I'd be better, but...
Okay. Nice. A self-depreciating comment.
But just the, the shows are amazing. I mean, yeah. I couldn't mm-hmm. believe it. The first one I joined you guys on, I was just blown away. Just the level, honestly, the level of comedy. And just, I mean, they're sold out shows, 2,000 people.
It's
What's
insane.
Not to love? And it's really, beyond the show, you do an amazing job hosting.
Oh, I mean, well, thank you.
It's just fun. It's a fun atmosphere.
Thank
Everyone's having a good time.
You're making people twerk in the crowd.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Which, if
thank
you
want
to see
Mark
Casey
Schumacher.
Do that, it's pretty amazing. But, you know, just how happy everyone is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, teachers need this night out, and it's just, it's fun for everybody.
Yeah.
It's an
what
awesome
subject
way.
Did you teach, Mark?
Social studies. So, you know, they throw you in everything. Economics, government, psychology, sociology, you know, drove the bus.
Golly.
Yeah.
But,
sounds about right.
History, in the cafeteria. U.S. history, yeah.
Nice.
Sounds about right.
Nice.
And you wonderful educator and
comedian.
I can
comedian. Never tell when you're making fun of me.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm telling our mom.
No, I'm real. You know I'm serious. Look at my serious face.
Oh, gosh, Casey.
No. What's some of your thing? Like, okay. Because you're still in the classroom
mm-hmm.
kicking butt. That's why I love when you're able to join us on tour. But let's let it be known. She puts the teaching first.
Yeah,
like, if
absolutely.
It's the babies come first, the coaching, whatever is
mm-hmm.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the comedy tour is like the side chick. Like, we get it.
I will henceforth refer to the comedy tour as my side chick.
But no, we love your dedication to your craft, to the not only the craft is comedy, but to your profession.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying, with the kids. So
I love being a teacher. People are like, "Why do you still teach?" I don't know. I like pain. I don't know.
You were doing your lesson plans Stockholm last syndrome. Night backstage. Okay, so that's impressive. Like, it was a competition in lesson plans.
Yes. Okay.
You and Mike.
I just had to glance at them real quick. I just needed to glance at them.
That's good. I mean, you dedicated.
I honestly wanted to see what other people's lesson plans look like, because I'm like, this is ridiculous how much stuff I have to do.
Right.
And I saw Mike's lesson plan. I was like, get that computer out of my face.
Hey, Bree, you're about to go on stage. No, wait a second.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get these
standards.
Yeah, what's the state standards on the. Okay.
Okay, so y'all have to teach this. Is your learning intention? Casey came over to the film desk. He was like, what are you doing? There's 2,000 people out there. Put your laptop up.
It's just a cool thing, man. Mixing education and comedy together. It's one hell of a time. And speaking of the tour, real quick before we get into this episode, just to let you guys know and remind you that the tour is coming to a city near you. Woo-hoo. But guess what? We're also coming to a country near you, because why? Next week we're going to be in Canada. That's right, Canada. We have a few more tickets left for Toronto and Ottawa. I love the soundbite. Let's keep that up the whole show. Listen, whenever somebody drops the gym, we just wow. Uh-huh. We drop the gems with it. Few tickets left for those. So please, Canada, we see you in the comments. You're asking about it. Hey, get your tickets. We're going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Evansville, Indiana, Fort Worth, Texas, Shreveport, Louisiana, Brandon, Mississippi, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Grand Junction, Colorado. All this is taking place within these next few months. Colorado will see you in April. We can't wait.
I like the way you said Colorado.
Colorado.
I think that was one of the places you announced me from. Colorado. Yeah.
Did you say it's from Colorado?
Every time it's different.
He has about 13
now
hometowns.
Now you have to keep this going. You can't announce him from where he's from. You got to say a different city. That's state
well,
every
at least
time
then,
now.
That'll help you, because then all the stalkers won't find you.
That's
in
true.
It.
That's,
yeah.
It's actually a good
It's
thing.
A mystery.
Mark
keep
probably
moving.
Has a lot of stalkers.
Yeah.
Them quarter zips begin, people.
I can't even get my wife to notice me. I don't, no stalkers.
Hey, I love Mark, because one thing about him, he's going to tell the truth. He's going to say exactly what he think. So if your wife, if you're watching this, Mark needs more attention than you give me.
Please, I'm
begging you. But speaking of attention, it draws us to our
you
area.
You never segue into the... Bro,
it draws
the whole
us in.
Episode, Casey be having the worst segues into conversations.
No, this is a good one. We talk about attention, right? And now, in this particular episode, crazy things parents have done for their kids. I think in these stories, parents are giving their kids the wrong type of attention, and they're making teacher's life a living hell.
You really
with these
pivoted
stories.
On that.
You like that?
You did a good job.
Hey,
that was a good
saying.
Pivot.
With teachers, that's what we have to do, pivot. So this is what this episode is about. I mean, now, again, with you being an educator, how many years you said?
10.
10. Mm-hmm. I 10 myself.
Six.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little BB, okay?
That's why she still
I'm a little
loves it.
Baby.
No.
It's good. You still have the energy. You still have the zest for being a teacher.
Y'all don't see me at school, though.
What you mean? What is that? What is the breed?
I'd be tied.
What does Miss Richardson look like?
I'd be tied. T-I-D-E.
Do you have some parents that do too much?
You know what? I don't need cap. I don't never see my kids' parents.
Wow. Do better. Parents do better.
I don't know. Like, this is... you can't just walk in our school like this. Some of these, I'm like,
right. Hey,
what kind of safety hazard is this? Parents walking into the school. This one about this dad that walked in to see his son, which it sounds like he did get a visitor pass, but your boy went to the bathroom, changed into a clown costume, and then popped up to surprise his son for his birthday. Sir, if I encounter you on the way to the because where'd you come from?
Right.
I'm scared of clowns.
Right.
You finna pop out the bathroom talking about surprise, shout it. He take his mask off. Why would you do that? Boy, you look like something out of my nightmares.
They all float, Georgie. Why are you here, sir?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Only clown I love was Ronald, because he had my favorite snack.
Which
burgers.
Casey, why are you the way that you are? Mark, did you have a lot of interactions with parents,
no,
like crazy stuff that
no.
they've done?
It was I taught juniors and seniors for the most part, and so by that time they were
now their own parents.
Yeah, like even back to school night when the parents come, juniors and seniors they don't come.
Yeah,
the freshmen parents would come.
I wonder if it's like some of these are like a lot of these are elementary, because middle school I just never see.
I would hope so. This
because I just never see my kids' parents. Like I talk to them on the phone and stuff, mm-hmm. but. They never come up there. Like, some of this stuff is like they just walking into the school or they're volunteering for stuff. But if I'm telling you right now, this is why people say we can't make this stuff up. If I saw a parent walking down the hallway in a clown costume and you hear them calling for an admin, hey, Jacob's dad just checked in. He has a visitor pass. Mm-hmm. He went to the bathroom and changed his outfit. He is currently walking around the school in a clown costume.
Right.
Sir, get the hell out. What are you doing?
Yeah, because you got to think, what was going through his mind? Was he, the whole night before, was the dad just sitting there like,
yeah, I got a great
what
idea.
Can I really do to bond with my son? I mean, come on, what can I do?
No, sir.
Maybe show up, do fireworks?
And you know what?
Nope,
it wasn't even the son's birthday.
It wasn't the birthday?
He was running, his kid was, he had a campaign, he was running for student council. The clown only makes sense for the birthday. You think your son is a joke? Is that why you dressed up? Like, it's a joke. You're a joke. You're not
like
going to win.
I feel like the parent lost their own race back in the day, and they're like,
they was like, I'm going to go all out.
Lose like I did. This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. We all know there are things in life you have to compromise on, like wearing the same pair of pants to school 3 to 4 times a week because you don't have time for laundry. Well, when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on their crossword puzzles just because they're available right now or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And we're not talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews, so you can make sure the vibes are vibing before you ever meet in real life. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near and instantly book appointments with them online. I use ZocDoc and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/teachers and download the ZocDoc app for free. Find and book your new top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/teachers.
This one's crazy.
What we got?
We had a student get picked up to go number 2 at home. Mom would bring him back afterwards. Did this up until 4th grade.
You know what that tells me?
What?
Don't be bringing that crap up here.
I was about to say a cuss word. I can't say it. That's some dedication on her part as a parent, though. Because if I called mom, I could have a migraine at school and call my mom, and she's like, I'm not coming up there to get you. Are you throwing up?
What?
You good. You straight.
What grade level was this? What was this?
She said that she did it all the way up to the fourth grade.
Oh. High school.
So.
Yeah. High school. Right. He was a senior.
So, but this is a real thing. People having problems using it in public restrooms.
It
restroom.
Is. Yeah. Like, that's a real
especially
thing.
School public restrooms.
Not me. I can just not poop me, everywhere. Not me, bro.
I done sat on more toilet seats.
Casey be bare-ass in them toilet seats.
Well, you got to go. You got to go.
He don't hover or nothing. This one is crazy. This parent, I taught kindergarten, and I had a little boy who had a Ziploc bag of peeled green grapes every day for lunch. My wife and I tried to peel a few one night, and we both gave up. It was tedious. How do you even peel a grape?
That's
without
dedication.
That is dedication.
Like, I'm a parent, but I'm not that good of a parent.
I'm not peeling no grapes. How do you peel a grape? Like, I've never even. You came to school every day with a little Ziploc bag for me.
I don't know, but
grapes.
I'm gonna get on Amazon and see if they have grape peelers.
But he probably because he didn't like the skin of it.
Okay.
But the texture of grapes without the skin is like weird. It's just soggy. I don't know. Unless that was crispy grapes.
I don't see a grape peeler on Amazon. So
is that a thing?
No, it's not.
I was like,
if it's not on Amazon, it doesn't exist.
Oh my gosh.
She probably was doing it with a.
I haven't really had an experience with like things, crazy things that parents have done for their kids at school, but I'm tired of kids getting checked out from school.
Oh, yeah.
Like the same kids getting checked out every day. I'm like, hey, their last two classes of the day are math and English. Like they really, they need to be in all their classes, but hey, fifth and sixth period is math and English. They're getting checked out every day. Can I come with them?
Yeah.
I don't want to be here either.
No, I think that's the thing, too. Like, I talked about it, like, I think on the episode before, just this one kid, his parent used to pull him out of school early. English was, our lab, the subject I was teaching. And she would pull him out so he can go get his hair done,
Oh, wow.
And then...
Man, there ain't that many haircuts in the world.
But that's what I'm saying. But the first time, it'll be like... First, it would just be like, he has to get it cut, the sides trimmed, tapered up, whatever. And then the next day, he has to leave to go get it braided.
Does he have dreads or whatever?
Yeah, well, you know, they have the long hair.
It's a process. So, yes. Right. But always at 1 right, o'clock right. in your classes.
Yes. Always. Okay.
And then the next is like, I have to go shopping. So it's like, I'm like, come on.
And I feel bad for the kids sometimes because I'm like, we make eye contact. When I see that they're getting checked out, I'm like, hey, we're about to work on a sound. They're like, I know, Miss Richardson, like, I'm sorry. Because like they're excited, but like they don't have any say sometimes over them getting checked out. And so I'm just like, it's hard to really give them a hard time. And like, you know, you contact the parent, you're like, hey, because you never like, people get checked out for different reasons. Yeah. You never want to assume what's going on outside of school and why they're getting checked out. But at the same time, I'm like, hey, I don't want them to fail. They get checked out 3 out of the 5 days of the week, every week for the 9 weeks. Like, hey. How can I? At some point in time, I'm gonna just start handing you work. I don't even give out homework.
Yeah.
I don't do homework.
Here's your packet for the week.
And they know it's like, coming too, because the first thing the kids come when they come to class, I'm leaving early today.
I'm getting checked out. They will tell you.
They will tell you.
Yeah. I'm like, I'd rather you walk in with McDonald's than get checked out every day. Like, if you come, if
hell,
you come
me
late,
too.
Bring me some on
your
way.
Give me some of that bugger.
I think you got one? No, you. I think a lot of these are elementary school. I'm hoping this one is. It says the mom would come to the school to breastfeed their child at lunch.
Oh.
Does it say age on there?
It says 5, but.
5. Listen,
Is that normal?
Listen, as somebody who is a part of feisty mom groups, I have no opinion on that. Because people be at war with each other in the mom groups.
Well, as somebody 5. Who is currently a breast holder myself, I feel.
Casey, I hate you, bro.
I think there is a limit.
You, dude.
I just want to say that there's definitely a limit.
That's true. I have no right to comment, but you, Casey.
Listen, I learned my lesson about giving my opinion about stuff like that, because I'm telling you, y'all, they be at war with each other in the mom groups.
Yeah.
I got a shirt that say mom group dropout, because I can't. I'm like, y'all doing the most, man. I'm like, he gonna be eating Subway at Qdoba and Taco Bell when he turns 15. Calm down. His intestines gonna be fine.
You can't draw the line at 5?
I got no opinion.
Where do we draw the line?
I got no opinion.
Like, if they're standing up to breastfeed,
I'm gonna tell you right now. I personally, my daughter is 5. You better not put your mouth on my boob. I ain't breastfeeding.
My whole thing is if you're this is how you know you're too old to breastfeed. When you're able to have a cookie with that.
Yeah. When you can hold your own sippy cup or whatever, it's like.
Hey, and 5 year olds be having, I don't know about y'all, but my 5 year old be having a full on conversation. You can hold your own sippy cup. It's just, if you can walk up to me and say, hey, you're too old. You're too old.
If you're texting your mom to breastfeed, like, hey, mom, I'm thirsty. That's too old. I'm just saying right there.
But at the same time, even if you are still breastfeeding, do it at home.
If your dad is getting jealous, you're too old.
Hey, man, share. Golly. Such a boob hog.
Oh, that's gold right there.
Oh, God. That man said if your dad is getting jealous.
Did we go too far?
No, that was
no. Okay. Run it up.
Go viral.
You smart. We got that. That's funny.
I got
so.
A good
that
one
man
right
said,
here.
If your dad is getting jealous, if you're texting your mom,
I'm thirsty.
You too old. This episode is sponsored by Quince. Best friends, elevating my lifestyle used to mean breaking the bank. And we all know with our teacher salary, breaking the bank isn't hard. But with Quince, I get high-end, versatile pieces at prices even teachers can afford. Now I can upgrade my style by snagging killer luxury essentials that sync with my vibe and my wallet. Quince has all the must-haves like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. I ordered the Italian leather pouch travel packs, and I feel like I went from hot mess teacher to bougie teacher. And my favorite part is that Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practice and premium, eco-friendly fabrics and finishes. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/TOD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/TOD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/TOD.
Let's gather our bearings with, with another poop one.
Gathering our bearings. It just makes me think of picking the poop
just
up.
Just brings everything back, you know, in perspective. It says, I had a parent tell me that their child was struggling to poop, and if I could assist that child by helping digging it out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We don't get paid enough for that.
What?
Ma'am.
That was not part of my credential program.
What?
It is not ice cream in a container. I'm not scooping no poop.
I'm telling you, man, that kid.
Casey's like, I can't even get out what I want to say because that was so ridiculous.
He could swallow my wedding ring. I don't care. I'll just get divorced that day.
Casey's not married.
I'm not getting anything out of nobody's cavities.
Why'd you guys break up?
Lost the wedding ring to a kid's bowels.
Why would you ask a teacher to do that?
You know
that's
what?
A lot.
As a matter of fact,
you should be the one to do it since this is the crazy thing parents have done. You should have been the one coming up here with
But you know what? Some of the things that parents have asked us to do, like I cannot imagine looking at my daughter's teacher and saying, hey, like, I don't want you to put your finger in my kid's booty. Like, that's just weird. I don't want you to scoop. We're all three of us are parents. We know at some point in time when our kids were little, little bitty babies, they constipate. You ain't got no choice but to. You got to scoop the poop. You ain't got no choice. You got to hook it. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing choking on it.
How do you even bring that up to the teacher? Like, do you try to ease into it?
No, I think they're bold. I think they just off the jump, like, hey, they're dropping their stuff off and dropping them off. Hey, just so you know, he's constipated today. If he can't poop, can you just dig it out? You might. I hate to say this. Actually, I don't have to say it because it's my child. I want him to be taken care of. I need you to dig it out.
And you just go, straight to the point.
Expectations
set. Not me. I would have to dance around it. I couldn't just jump right into it. I have to be like, hey, you know what? You went to school where? Wow, amazing. I love this outfit. This is nice. Okay, I see what you... Hey, can you scoop my son's poop out, by the way? I just wanted to put that in there.
I would just look at that.
I have a 6-year-old. When he was 5, he swallowed a marble. And the doctor said... kind of go through the poop to make sure it was fine. It's supposed to come out. No, I'm not doing that with my own kid.
That man said, I'm not even going through the poop. Well, I don't want to know if it come out. It'll be 2 years from now.
Like,
we never
for the clink
knew.
Noises in the toilet. Like, it's good.
He's sitting by the bathroom.
I never knew. Nope. No, some of this stuff is...
It's a big ass.
Some of this crazy. Ass. Look, this one said, did she teach 4th grade? And during snack time, a student got out a 3-layer cake. Mm. I asked why in the world she brought it. And she said her mom let her because it was her cat's birthday. Why did I think that was the music to walk down the aisle?
Oh.
Clearly, I'm single.
That was like
you thought that was here come to life.
I don't know why I thought that's what it was.
What
I
want to
know how did she have a 3-tier cake in her boot bag and it not be squished?
That's a good question.
Is a good balancing act that you because it wasn't no little Debbie cake. It's a
like, 3-layer.
Yes.
Okay. I'm like you know. I'm thinking 3-tier like a wedding cake.
Yeah. I'm like how? Maybe that's why I was thinking of the wedding song because you said 3-layer cake. I'm like not no sack. This worse than the peeled grapes. I want to know the person that commented this was the cake smashed or not? I need to know.
And
sorry. Do people celebrate their cat's birthday like that with a 3? I
she
feel like this was
cat.
The breastfeeding mom that also sent. I'm just saying. I feel like it could have been.
This is a great peeling mom.
Coming back.
How do you know the dad didn't bring the cake?
Nah, that's definitely some mom stuff. That's some mom stuff.
Y'all know dang well him. This one about the parent taking an extra National Honor Society bar and putting it on her son on his graduation robe. He didn't qualify and she was mad. He missed the GPA cutoff. Admin let it ride.
Of course, in typical fashion.
Siding with the parents.
Typical, giving them something they didn't earn. It's fine.
Fashion.
Don't make a big deal about it. It's fine. You cannot, if my child worked hard for that National Junior Honor Society badge and this joker done stole one off the table, it's going to be some smoke in the city. That's not fair. Fair is fair, and that's foul.
Yeah, but you know, they get away with so much stuff. That's why she knew she could get away with it. You know, it wasn't.
Ma'am, he missed the GPA cutoff. Not you didn't walk to the table. You're like, you know what? They're not free merch. Like, they're not souvenirs.
Right.
That's something somebody works for. Imagine walking past at a graduation and be like, I didn't get my college degree, but we got the same name. I'm just going to, don't mind me, I'm just going to scoot you in. Stolen Valor. Like, yeah, stole somebody's graduation. Stop playing.
This is a good one.
What is it?
Ask the parent to come to discuss their child's behavior. So they did like this whole little parent-teacher conference. Mm-hmm. Mom gladly agreed to attend the meeting. So they said as soon as she walked her back to the conference room, she said right before the meeting started, Mom took her shoe off, threw her foot on the table, and began to lotion her foot.
What goes through your mind? Like, you don't have any social etiquette skills? Like, why would you do that?
Too comfortable.
Don't mind me.
Right.
Right. You see how you felt when I just took my shoe? Man, if you don't get them crustaceans off this table.
I don't know, but that's what you call getting off on the wrong foot.
Bad. Bad, bad. You've been waiting to do that.
He has been waiting to do that because he said it before. Mark's like, this guy. He's been waiting the whole time.
Sweet one and done. Victory.
One podcast and done, guys.
That's worse than that roach crawling out of that parent's sleeve. I'm like, you
is
got
that on here too?
No. That was like a while ago. Somebody told me that. They were like, they were sitting in a parent-teacher conference and a roach crawled out the parent's sleeve. And she's not one of the little German. It wasn't like the little roach. It was one of them big fat roaches.
Oh. Well, that makes sense. No.
Wow.
No, because the roach had some 2 cents he wanted to add to the meeting. He's like, and let me tell you, his room is dirty too.
Hey, he was like, hey, say, cuz, excuse me. So let me just pull up on y'all real quick. The way I would have flipped that table, absolutely not.
He wanted to chime in.
I'm like, you got a honey badger in your pocket too? Like, absolutely not.
I love this one.
What you got, Mark?
We had a parent. A parent was homeschooling their child, and they called our local district to request a sub because she had a doctor's appointment. That's the best, guys. I know I have nothing to do with this district,
ma'am. I don't think that works the way you think it works. Yeah.
Can I get someone to help me grade some of these things?
When she pulled her laptop out, she was like, "Let me look up." What's
if you're homeschooling, ma'am, the sub is a relative.
It's the father or the mother.
You call somebody to come help you out.
That's why I'm like, what goes through people's minds when they? But that's what I'm saying. Common sense. Don't you feel like this, Mark? Common sense just ain't common.
You think this? I wonder. See, she seems like the kind that takes homeschooling too seriously. Like, she probably makes them line up outside his room.
It's just us.
Mom, can I go up to my room for a break? No, you're at school.
The bell did not ring. And then the bell is just simply her standing in the hallway going, boo!
Right. And then when you try to get up, she's like, uh-uh, sit down. The bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you. Mom, can I get something out the fridge? No, use your school stomach.
It's not lunchtime yet.
Too serious. I don't even know how I would handle it.
Calm down.
Ma'am, this is not, we can't, we don't do that.
Dude, the school districts don't even have subs.
No, right.
You're sure as heck not getting
it was funny, they was like, ma'am, it's a coincidence you call us, because we was about to call you and ask you to come in and help us.
Right. Can we send some kids to your home school, because we have no teachers.
We need you to be the sub. Hey, we're a tag team. If we send a sub for you today, you got to come sub for us for the rest of the week. You can bring your son with you.
Lord, that's funny stuff. Right
okay,
there.
This one, the parents about the yearbook and their kid's photo.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I, as a parent, like, Peyton took Christmas pictures at school. And when I got the pictures, Peyton, like, she, you know, we dress our kids up all cute for their little pictures. I got the picture. My daughter was standing there mean mugging like she had just jacked some other kid's candy. I was like, hey, first of all, y'all couldn't, the cameraman, you couldn't be like, hey,
right,
smile.
Fix your face.
Fix your face or whatever. But I got the pictures and I was like, these are trash. But I'm not going, this lady called the school. This mom didn't like her child's yearbook photo. Mm-hmm. Walked into my class in the middle of a lesson. So I'm like, what school do y'all teach at? Their parents can just pull up on y'all this. Like, I'm stiff arming folks at the door. I don't know you. Do you have a background check? You can't be in here with other people's kids.
A lot of small town schools.
I teach in a small town, and you cannot just walk into our school. Yeah. Absolutely not. But she walked into my class in the middle of a lesson to hand me the new glamour shots that she had done instead. Asked me to swap the photos and told me having the original photo in the yearbook in the yearbook would be social suicide. The child was in kindergarten.
I'm about to say,
kindergartners don't even have the yearbook. They don't even. Did you get a yearbook in kindergarten?
No. We just had that class pick, the big class pick.
Yeah, we had the big
that's
class
social
picture.
Suicide.
Ma'am,
but the kid that's still breastfeeding, that's fine. I'm sorry, I keep coming back, but social suicide. I feel like that would put a damper on your street cred.
And
if
you
your
took,
mom.
You took glamour shots. You took glamour shots.
The fact that there's still a glamour shots in your city lets me know.
She took the pictures.
That's true.
Oh.
No, it says she took the pictures.
Oh, okay. I thought that was that store in the mall, you know, the glamour shots.
Right. Those are the most awkward pictures. I'm like, did y'all, you know, that's
they invented the filter, by the way. They was the first ones to put filter.
They were the first Paris filter on Instagram. I cannot.
But in kindergarten, though, come on, are you serious?
I didn't know they had a yearbook in kindergarten. Now I'm like, hey, Peyton, your picture looks terrible, but make sure we get a yearbook for kindergarten. And how did they get the kids to sit still? Kindergarten is the most wiggly people I've ever met.
Yeah,
she said the most wiggly.
They're like the Flash running in and out of the camera frame.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Teacher friends, have you ever sat in your classroom after school or in your car in the school parking lot questioning your life decisions? You're not alone. Teaching takes a toll on us both physically and mentally. We often have a hard time setting boundaries and leaving work at work. Therapy can help you learn positive coping skills and how to set those boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it's not just for people who've experienced major trauma. Remember, you cannot pour from an empty cup. Your mental health needs to come first. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your busy teacher schedule. Just fill out the brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/TOD today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TOD.
This lady said a parent gave the teacher permission to break her son's phone if he used it in class. The next time it was taken from him, it was sent to the shop class and smashed with a hammer. Mm. Parents did not care, and the kid didn't have a cell phone until he saved up for one. That's a little extreme.
He clearly had an Android.
Are they easily smashable?
No, I'm just saying. You're not going to smash $1,000. Come on, that is.
But some Androids cost $1,000 now.
That is true. That
Mark,
is
you got an Android or iPhone?
iPhone.
Okay,
iPhone.
Cool. We was going to block you from the group chat if you turned the chat green.
No, that little green box makes me horrible. So upset. Yeah. I'm like, ugh.
Don't ruin this.
Green does not mean go in this situation.
And then when you send pictures, that it makes it all small and horrible.
He's like, don't
videos.
Mark said, don't ruin this. That's what I told you about your comedy set last night. Don't ruin this.
Show was going great till you went on.
Mark's like,
but you know what?
Up.
I know there's going to be some people in the comments that actually agree with that. And they're going to wish that they could smash some of the kids'
That's
phones.
Tough love. Tough
because
love.
They've been telling them to get off.
What school has a shop class, though? Y'all got shop class?
High school we had a shop class.
Oh, I guess high schools. Do I teach middle
school? Probably some middle schoolers, too. Like, because, you know, when they have to make that mirror, you know, that mirror frame that they have to make? Or
what mirror frame?
Birdhouse.
Yeah, you know, the birdhouse, the mirror. It's always some project. Ours was like this little mirror. We had to do the wood for it. And, you know, cut it.
Interesting.
And
imagine
put it together.
Imagine if they sent the phone down there and there was another kid that got to smash it. I don't know. Anyway.
There's like a raffle. Who's going to smash his phone?
That's terrible. I would be mortified if my mom let somebody smash my phone.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
But I mean, maybe he wasn't mortified enough that it did end up happening.
Right,
because
he knew what was going to happen.
Now, this one is weird. I'm like, ma'am, you cannot do this. This is borderline stalker behavior. This lady hired 4 private photographers to follow their 6-year-old around on a school field trip. Didn't tell me as the teacher, and the photographers were all undercover.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
What the heck?
No. But this is not too too far-fetched.
Sorry, I must have misread it.
Oh, yeah, no, because it just didn't give you more information about this. Was
this you? I feel like it was
Blue Ivy.
I can't.
Jay-Z and Beyonce's
Why
daughter.
Why would they comment this? I assure you, Jay.
You better
and
be Blue Ivy to have 4 photographers follow you around on a field trip, is what I'm saying.
I assure you. Or, you see
what I'm saying? You better be.
Okay.
You better be Blue Ivy.
I don't think it was, though.
It has to be
no,
Blue Ivy.
No, you know how parents be ridiculous. The effort that you went... I mean, like...
That's beehive activity.
I can understand wanting to get photos of your kid. I can understand, but four photographers, I'm not saying it's right, but maybe one. If you had hired one, you got four people walking around a school field trip just under bushes.
Oh yeah, because they said it was undercover. They didn't even tell. Yeah, they didn't even tell. Like, that's kind of scary if you think about
it. That's weird. Like, you just,
because they didn't even tell the teacher.
Yeah, absolutely not. And I got to look, and I'm like, what? Am I hallucinating, or is that a man in the bushes with a camera?
Right,
take there's it. Four of them.
You're right, sure, right. Four right. of them. Special ops. The special ops photography team. Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. I got one.
Please read number 20.
Is it? Well, I got this one. Though. This one's a good one. It says, one of my students was serving an in-school suspension for having told a teacher, F off and die, okay? And the mother came to school and brought him Subway cookie and chips.
My only consolation to that was that it wasn't like Chipotle or something, because Subway's pretty nasty.
No. Not with this
as
teacher.
As long as it wasn't Jersey Mike's.
No, not with this teacher, because she clearly went there and said, hey, can I get the 6-inch enabler, please? Yes, American cheese toasted. Yes, I want that for my son.
Can you imagine our parents bringing us school lunch after we got in trouble for cussing out the teacher and being in-school suspension? Eat the cafeteria food. I'm not bringing you Subway. I'm not bringing you any food. You can eat the school food or snack on your little hot Cheetos. I'm not going. You cut. Now I'm embarrassed.
But you know what? When we had in school, they wouldn't even give us chocolate milk.
Oh, that was our punishment.
Yeah, you couldn't have. So they gave us like the basic generic. Because normally you could go through the line and pick. Okay, I want this or this. No, they would pick the food for you. If you didn't have like an allergy or whatever, they would just go in and get you a basic generic tray, no chocolate milk, because I was considered a
delicacy.
Right. And that's how they treated us, like we was in prison.
like you deserved behavior.
But that's how we you but that's
Y'all
how we
passing chocolate milk under we the table supposed to be.
But that's how you treat somebody in ISS.
Listen, all I'm saying is, if a kid told me F off B and die,
that's a lot. That's
you just don't say that.
Right.
Like, and people are like, well, it wasn't that bad. I bet you would slap the taste out of somebody's mouth in real life if they told you F off B and die.
Yeah, well, I'll take the F off B, and I'll be a F off B, F and off, but you gonna want me to die too?
Yeah, that was extreme. That was extreme.
There's but a lot you to knew break down but you
it's a lot to dissect. But you know what? He probably knew he could say it because he was like, my mom's going to bring me
Subway. The 6-inch enabler.
I wonder what he would say to the mom if she didn't bring the Subway.
That's true.
F off B and die.
That's probably where he got it from. He's like, I've said it to my mom. It works.
This, you got one?
Yeah, a mom sent her 13-year-old daughter to school with 5 bottles of wine to give to all of her teachers.
Turn up. To each teacher.
Okay, hell yeah.
I would give each teacher one bottle.
Hell yeah, I'm rocking with this parent so far.
We'll allow it.
I don't know how many bottles of wine made it to the teachers. We don't know. We don't know the details, but that's a lot.
You did send a 13-year-old.
I like that.
I mean, what would you do if one of your kids brought you a bottle of wine and said, this is from mom and dad?
I'm like, give it to me after school. I want alcohol on my person.
Right. Mom, why wouldn't you just bring it to me in person?
Yeah, like, it's two things that are committed here. You got a 13-year-old holding 5 bottles of alcohol. That's just all bad. It just says, I want to go to jail. And then you got the exchange with a 13-year-old of you getting the alcohol.
In school.
Yeah, that's like a case. That's like, isn't it like when alcohol with a minor with the intent to distribute?
The judge's gavel.
Ain't that what it is?
Yeah, I appreciate you, but slide me those bottles at my car or in the car rider line so I can dip to my car.
Especially if there's undercover photographers around.
This is what I love about having comedians on the podcast.
It's all callbacks.
All of y'all know how to do callbacks.
It's all callbacks.
It is the best thing ever.
What number was that, though?
That was 30.
Wow. Okay.
What about this mom calling? A mom called me for a parent-teacher conference. Her kid was my 23-year-old student teacher.
I like that.
Come on now. Come on now.
How's he doing?
Ma'am, talk to your daughter How'd the parent-teacher conference go? My daughter said that you didn't like the lesson that she taught the other day. And me personally, I watched her teach the lesson at home, and I don't appreciate the critique you gave her. She's going to be a wonderful teacher. She's better than you. Matter of fact, I want to talk to your principal. because she clearly needs a better mentor teacher than you if I have to sit through a parent teacher. Can you imagine?
It's a lot.
Can you imagine? Ma'am, please get the hell out of my face. In a fast, not slow.
In a fast way.
In a fast way. Fast, not slow.
I've had parents come in to talk about their kids, like essay, and their kids with them. And you could tell, like, the kid was not involved at all. And she's, like, picking apart. Like, you could tell. The kid had no idea what the essay was even about. You could tell, like, she was personally hurt.
My mom wrote this.
That I tore apart the essay. She's like, yeah.
She's like, I'm personally pressed.
She definitely wrote it. So. Yeah,
she's like, I chat GPT this whole thing, so you're clearly stupid because this is
you
right.
Plagiarized this whole
Didn't
thing,
Didn't you
ma'am?
Say you had a student that text their parent and said, Mom, I got an F on the essay that you wrote?
Yeah, it's crazy, this stuff.
I'm like, how my child get an F? I'm looking at the math homework that my child got an F on, and I did it. I'm like, maybe I need to go to class with them.
We both need tutors.
Yeah.
This parent used their student school-issue computer to commit identity fraud from
this
their home.
Great. This is great.
Like, now you're trying to frame your kid at this point.
So much time back here. Like, hey, you going to jail. That's worse than your parents using your social security number to get
now you got
cable.
A fourth grader with an 800 plus credit score in a house.
It's like, the realtor's like, aren't you a little young to be buying a house? Aren't you a little young? This is outlandish.
Do your schools monitor all the online stuff? Are you worried about
yes.
that?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
people get in
they
trouble.
Monitor,
Go Guardian.
Absolutely. We use so y'all use Go Guardian. Mm-hmm. We use NetRef. When we were at the show last night, I could or yesterday when I was flying in the airport, I could pull up what my kids were doing mm-hmm. on their laptops mm-hmm. and see because they were taking a test on the computer while they had a sub.
Wow.
And I told them, I can be sitting in the Atlanta airport for a layover and I can see what you're on. So you better be on what you're supposed to be on.
Yeah.
And you can block their, you can turn their Wi-Fi off from
you
a remote location.
You can send
them
little notes and turn
off
certain tabs.
Get off of YouTube.
Yeah.
Stop cheating. I see you.
Yeah.
But I had a teacher do that when I was covering a class. Cause you know, and the kids were, you know, cause when you know, when you covering a class. It's
I don't
like,
be paying attention.
Right. I was like, because you just, you know, come on. You're
I don't
want to
be here.
This
is my planning period.
Exactly. Yeah.
What you mean, get your little
right.
extra money?
Hey, y'all know what to do. It's on the board. Bye.
Huh. You said get your little extra money?
Yeah, we get paid to cover
I
classes.
I cannot. Every time I hear this, it just really deep in my soul bothers me. Did y'all get paid to cover classes?
No, we were required to.
Yeah.
No,
how did y'all get paid to cover
like
classes?
It was like an extra $30 or something like that.
No, Mississippi would never. Who is getting paid to cover? I get mad in my heart every time I hear this.
Texas
I'm like,
schools.
Gosh, Texas, y'all think y'all are better than everybody.
But they would, I'd be sitting in the class and then I hear, and then the kids would be looking over me like, why'd you block me off the tab? I was like, boy, trust me, I'm not.
Because I ain't paying attention.
It has to be your teacher who's checking and seeing what y'all doing. So
there's certain words that they type in, it flags the system immediately. Yeah. It's crazy. They could be typing it into a Word document, flags the system immediately. We had some kids. Now, this was crazy. They sent it from their school email. And this is how kids, I'm like, do y'all realize y'all are talking to an actual person? Mm-hmm. Like, when the kid is like, F off B and die. Like, that's a real person that you're saying that to.
Right.
One of our teachers, her house burned down. And one of the kids sent her an email and said, how are you able to save your school laptop but not your cat? Isn't that so hateful? We were crying for that teacher. I'm like,
that's a
terrible thing to do. They're like, I sent it on accident. No, you didn't.
I sent it on accident.
I typed it in and they hit send.
I composed an email on accident.
How can you save your school laptop?
Y'all, and her entire house burned down.
Wow.
Her entire house. She lost most of her stuff and two of her family pets. And I'm like, y'all, come on. That's a real person. Like, you have to not see your teacher as a person to send something like that.
Right.
And I sent it on accident. Like, nah, fam. That was a hateful thing to say. Hateful thing to say and hateful thing to say.
You sent it on accident, but you typed it on purpose.
There you go.
You sent it on accident, but you typed it on purpose.
Listen to this one, guys. Had a parent come pick her kids up from school on a horse.
Is this normal?
On a horse.
Maybe in rural areas.
And then it said, and then rode off into the sunset, leaving the custodians to clean up the poop.
Oh, because horses will just poop wherever
But here's my thing.
You just come trotting up to school.
Right.
The British are coming.
Burn rubber.
Not the clippity clop.
Why?
And I wonder, because you know sometimes like little country
towns. This
had to
be in Texas.
That had to be in Texas?
You just randomly see people riding horses
I feel like
in Texas.
Would be in Mississippi. I legitimately feel like somebody would ride up. In some little small town in Mississippi, I feel like somebody would ride up on a horse to pick their kid up from school. I feel like that's a legitimate thing. Because they put overalls on horses in Mississippi. Y'all ain't seen that video?
No.
Have you seen this video?
No.
Have you not seen it? It's a bunch of people on horses, and their horses have overalls on.
Wow.
I'm like, I mean, people
do they have, are they trying to be cool? Do they have one strap off?
Yes!
That's funny.
They do. Yes, they do.
But just to pick a kid up on a horse.
I'm scared of horses. You ever been on a horse?
Mm-hmm.
You've been on, well, I know. You probably haven't.
In my thinner days.
I can't with you, Casey.
I'm scared now, but.
I think all the stuff I watch, I'm just like, oh, they're going to kick me. And I'm like,
I'm like, buck you up.
That's like an unrealistic thing. I'm like, bro, you watch too much Yellowstone. I don't think it's just going to kick you as soon as you walk up to it. Get the hell away from me. And why is it always a back kick too?
Right. Yeah, I never seen him hit.
Did you guys see the one? I don't have the number in front of me. The kid brought a grenade to school for show and tell.
What?
Come on.
What?
What?
Hey guys, look what I got.
Are you kidding me?
Not.
What the frick, dude? Your parents going to jail. Watch. You could have bombed the whole class.
Yeah, you pull the pin and.
Well, I wonder what grade. Did it say what grade they were in?
You know, so, I don't have.
You know something? If it's show and tell, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Come on. And all it takes is for one kid to be like, how does it work?
Oh.
I'll show you guys.
This is why it's scary, like the stuff that they bring in their book bags. I'm like, right. You didn't pull
wine,
the whole live
grenades.
Cake out of your. Or you didn't pull the whole cat out of your book bag. You,
like, I mean, we got pulling. Cakes out of book bags, pulling grenades out of book bags,
and running out of
pulling
the room.
Breasts out of bras, breastfeeding. What's going on here?
Horses in overalls.
Parents, you can do better. You can do going through there, digging through.
That is, y'all. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna vomit it everywhere. Oh, I want man. Maybe because I don't know very much about grenades, but after you pull the pin, is it like
yeah. I don't think it's a good thing.
It's dead.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, hopefully it wasn't a live one. Hopefully it wasn't a live one.
Is that's what it's called? If you already pulled the pin, it's not a live grenade anymore.
Well, no. I mean, it would be live, meaning it's functioning, working. Like it could work if you pull the pin. Then I think,
but maybe the pin was already pulled.
Either that. No, because then there wouldn't be. I don't know, man. You shouldn't have a grenade. How about that? How about that? Whoever you are, stop
I
it.
Would be more
that's not comfortable.
If a kid that stressed you out, Casey. That was a deep
yeah,
breath.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on here? Because you was asking real questions. And somebody in the comment, please explain to us how it works.
Yeah, live grenade. When I was in middle school, there was a girl that her mom would pack her a lunch and the teacher a sack lunch. He was
I
like,
love
everyone
that
loved this history teacher. But he was like a bachelor. He was disheveled, and he would walk around with his goldfish and Capri Sun, just like everybody else. But I don't know—is that too much?
Did they get married?
No, I don't.
She must really like that teacher.
Yeah.
She was like, "Hey,
is that too far, or is that a nice gesture?"
That's
I think it's a nice gesture.
That's a nice gesture.
What, especially because at
every
that point,
day. Every day,
at that point, we dating.
Yeah, yeah.
If your mom sent me,
maybe the mom was single. I don't even.
Yeah, if your mama sent me a lunch to school every day, me and your mom are we dating?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're in love. We're getting married. Because you imagine bring your teacher. This is from my mom. You have to bring your teacher.
Like, what you guys have for what leftovers? Like,
what'd your mom cook last night?
Was it your cat's birthday? Sorry.
Because you ain't give me none of that three-layer cake. Please don't ever stop the callbacks. Those are hilarious. What did I call them? Hollerbacks or something like that?
Circlebacks.
Circlebacks.
Oh, wait, here's one. Kid came to school flashing in a big wad of cash.
Oh, gosh. They stress me when they do that.
Watched the news that night, found out that the kid, it was stolen money because the parent committed a crime.
Wow.
Stole money.
Thank
you, Dookie Hauser. I brought that on one episode. Didn't nobody know what that was.
Y'all are both showing your age because I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
I remember,
you would know from other shows, yeah.
That's not the Law and Order?
Yeah, that was Law and Order.
No, I was like, that's a Law and Order theme song. I know Mariska Hargitay's sound anywhere. I'm obsessed with her. This lady said that a parent logged onto their son's Google Drive account from home while he was in class with me and proceeded to help him with a writing assignment. I ain't mad about
it. That's intense. Yeah.
As an English teacher, I ain't mad about it. Because if I can get, that's just like having a second teacher in the room. I always need help with writing. So if you log in and help them, at this point, I don't even care if you wrote it for them. Like, I don't care. At least they see what a good essay looks like. Right. I don't know. Right. I like that you're modeling the instruction for them from home.
But the parents get more upset when you give them the bad grade.
Okay, well, do better then. I don't know.
But the parents get offended.
They do get mad. I'm like, well, you teach yourself then.
A parent took their child to the office during the awards assembly because her daughter was not receiving an award and the mom didn't want her daughter to feel disappointed. What'd you think?
The participation award generation.
Oh my God.
I can't let them see this.
I'm so good. I'm so good. Like, ma'am. It's also you get what you earn in life. I don't know. Like, that's also like given you, when a kid does zero work and you have to give them a 50.
Right.
I'm like, I know that a 0 and a 50 are both an F. I understand that. But they don't ever do any work. If a kid just doesn't do one assignment, bet, I'm going to give you a 50. But if every day you come in, you won't do nothing, I'm giving you a 0 because you literally are doing zero work.
Right, right, right.
It's hard to come back from a 0. Right. So that's I don't give kids 0. One or two assignments, fine. You get a 50 instead of a 0. But you don't do anything every single day, I'm not giving you a 50.
And two, why wouldn't you want your child to, even though they wasn't getting a reward, award, to still sit there because that may be them, watching them see inspire, other students, it might inspire, you know what, let me get my stuff together, let me handle my business.
Because to me, it's not even about feeling left out. Like, come on, like.
It's a lot of sheltering.
But we could go, that's another one of those mom group. That's the reason why I'm a mom group dropout. Because you're not going to tell you're not going to tell me in the mom group, I hate this school because they didn't give everybody an award. Bro, grow up, Susan. You didn't make partner and somebody else did. Now you're mad. you can't have part. You can't, everybody can't be partner at your firm. Calm down. There's levels to this.
That's a carrot.
A carrot.
Did you just make that up? That's a keeper, dude. I'm serious. That's hilarious.
Dude, I'm saying that from now on. On our ridiculous parent request for board teachers from now on, carrots.
Like, that's like a t-shirt. That's hilarious.
Hold on now. I want full rights.
I'm serious.
Hold on now.
Parent tears.
How about the bigger lesson? Sorry, I stepped on. Let's enjoy.
I understand why people get mad, but I'm like, y'all, please, come on. Like, everybody can't be summa cum laude at graduation. Right. Like, at some point in time, y'all going to take out valedictorians and salutatorians? Mm. Come on. Well, they're in kindergarten. Everybody should get an award. Okay, fine. If Peyton don't get an award, I'm not going to be pressed. Like, okay, BB, it's okay. We got something to work toward next time. Like, I don't know.
How about the bigger lesson? Maybe have the kid go and then, be supportive of your classmate and cheer them on because they did such a great job. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
it's school not to set them up for regular life. Like, anything in education as teachers, we try to use it as a teachable moment.
Right.
That's us not giving out participation trophies. You don't get no participation trophies in life.
Right.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
Because now you gotta create new certificates and awards now. For that, especially for that young, like, and whoever, and this award goes to Johnny for breaking his graham cracker on the line perfectly every time. This one goes to Susie for sitting in crisscross applesauce with perfect posture.
Like, I can't. You know what I'm saying? But that's such an entitled thing.
You're just creating stuff.
That's such an entitled thing to get up during the award ceremony. And go to the office.
I don't
want her to witness this excellent in others.
I don't want her to be disappointed. Like, y'all, grow up. Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Oh. Yeah, I just saw the temperature jump up to 84 degrees.
It's hot as hell in here. I'm not going to lie. It's really hot. I normally don't
sweat. Like, I'm feeling like a middle school kid with this hoodie on, too.
Dude, the
Karen. One thing about them, they gonna wear a hoodie in 110 degree weather. I asked the kids one time, I was like, why do y'all wear hoodies even when it's hot? And they said it's like a security blanket for them. They did. I asked them, I was like, y'all, it's like literally 110 degrees. And they're like, they wear it wherever. It's a comfort and a security to them.
Really?
Yeah.
So I just thought they were anemics. And there you have it. I wanna another wonderful episode of the Teachers Off Duty podcast, man. Hey.
With Mark Schumacher.
Listen.
Thanks for getting it right.
Oh, man. Anytime. This is just setting the bar for what they're to see this whole month with you, Mark, here, man, having a great time feeding you, feeding back and forth, feeding
Mark,
you.
Mark, you have literally...
Breastfeeding you.
Shut up, Casey. Mark, you literally have the best energy, man. Like, you're just such a cool dude.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I know you're a comedian.
It.
You're about
cameras
to crack a joke.
Cameras not still rolling. You guys can't
shut up, Mark.
I'm serious about the Karen. Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. That's what they are.
That's hilarious.
How did Casey get so wealthy while he coined this phrase?
That's right.
Somebody stole it. It was James. It was James.
He's doing the copyright right now on the phone.
This man looking
it's
up
available.
Patents right
it's
now.
Available.
Again, we're gonna be here all month. And understand something. Make sure you're following the podcast, man. Mm. You wanna keep up to up the updates.
Up to up.
Hey.
Up to
85
up.
Degrees. It's starting to I'm just
it's hot in here.
But no, keep up to date with everything we got going on with the podcast. Make sure you follow on Board Teachers on all platforms. Follow me, Casey McFunny, on all platforms. Come on now.
I know
I feel like because we're going to see you every week, we don't have to follow you. No, follow me still. Follow me still. And make sure you follow these people. Tell them where to find you.
I'm at Mark. What is it?
You don't know
Schumacher.
Your name?
Mark Schumacher.
Are you asking him what you're
doing? And I got about 400 followers, so I would love for you to...
You said 900 last night. You inflated your numbers.
Well, we had a big crowd, and I did get some follows. We had some people.
The back of my knees are sweating.
It's impressive.
I'm Honest Teacher Vibes. Best friends, we love y'all. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Teachers Off Duty.